This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu salatan wa tasliman. Yaliqani bi maqami amiril anbiya'i wa imamil mursaleen. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد Jamaat al-Muslimin, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Yaqulu Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-aziz ba'd a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa minan nasi man yu'jibka qawluhu fil hayatid dunya. Wa yushhidu Allah ala ma fi qalbihi wa huwa aladdul khisam. وإذا تولى سعى في الأرض ليفسد فيها ويهلك الحرث والنسل والله لا يحب الفساد وإذا قيل له اتق الله أخذته العزة بالإثم فحسبه جهنم ولبئس المهاد صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين Surah Al-Baqarah, and this just reminds me, last week we did Surah Ali Imran 190 and 191, and I said Surah Al-Baqarah, so my mistake, it was Surah Ali Imran verse 190, 191, but today it is Surah Al-Baqarah, I'm sure of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 204, 205, and 206. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ and of mankind. Now some of the Mufassireen, they're of the opinion that this particular verse was revealed about a particular person. His name was Al-Akhnas ibn Shariq. But I'm inclined towards the other opinion, and that it was revealed umuman. Even if something is revealed in the context of a certain person, as we know, al-ibratu fi madha? Fi umum al-lafz wa la bi khusus al-sabab. That the lesson is not due to the specificity of the context, but it is taken from the generality of what is uttered, of what is revealed. So I'm inclined to the opinion, which is the one that Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, he brings forward, and that this particular, or these three ayat, were revealed about the munafiqeen umuman. They were revealed about the hypocrites, umuman, generally. Because especially when it comes to Al-Akhnas ibn Shariq, yani kana sahabiyan. There is talk about him embracing Islam, thumma irtadda, thumma aslama, that he apostated and then he re-embraced Islam and he died on Islam. But that is not our topic of discussion today. We want to get the ibrah. We want to get the morals and the lessons from these ayat, and not to spend too much time on the potential or probable context of the revelation of the ayat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يُعْجِبَكَ قَوْلُهُ. And of mankind are those whose words are pleasing to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like they say, لسانه أو ألسنتهم أحلى من العسل وقلوبهم أمر من الصبر. Their tongues are sweeter than honey, but their hearts are bitterer than sabir. What is sabir? From where we get the word sabr is the aloe plant. Their tongues are as sweet as honey, but their hearts are as bitter as the i'sara, as the juice from the aloe plant. وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ. And yet they make a qasam. They will actually take Allah as a witness. يُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ. They take an oath by Allah. They take Allah as a witness about that which is in their hearts, that they are truly the allies of the Muslimin, or that they have truly embraced Islam. Meanwhile, they are the worst of enemies. وَهُمْ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. Yet he is the fiercest of opponents. He takes Allah as a witness that he is the closest of friends, yet in his heart he is the fiercest of opponents. وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا. And when he goes away, he strives throughout the land to cause corruption. لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا. And to destroy crops and animals. Why? Because when a person causes mischief, and Ibn Kathir mentions this in his tafsir, that when a person causes mischief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he withholds the rain. And when Allah withholds the rain, there is drought. And when there is drought, then the crops and the livestock dies. That's why really, people like this, these munafiqeen, and people who are like Luq'a ibn Luq'a. Luq'a ibn Luq'a. If there's something I want you to remember from this khutbah, are these three words. Luq'a ibn Luq'a. Who is Luq'a ibn Luq'a? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, he says in a hadith, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يكون أو حتى يكون أسعد الناس بالدنيا لقعة ابن لقعة. The hour will not come until the happiest person on the dunya, the happiest person on the dunya, or the happiest person with the dunya, is لقعة ابن لقعة. أي لئيم ابن لئيم. أي تافه ابن تافه. A frivolous person. A person that indulges in all sorts of haram and is happy about it. وَهَذَا عَيْن نَفْسُ الْأَمَارَةِ. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. You know, we have three stages of the souls. Three stages of the souls. The lowest stage is النَّفْسُ الْأَمَارَةِ. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes him in the Holy Quran as saying that indeed the lower self is inclined towards evil. And it's happy with that. It's happy to do evil. But it presents itself, that person, and even, and I want to speak specifically within our Muslim community, whether it be locally, nationally, or internationally, how many people do we get that openly show themselves to be people of deen, who openly show themselves to be people who love Allah and love His Messenger, but yet they are drowning themselves in fasad. They are drowning themselves in corruption. They are drowning themselves in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet they are happy. They are happy with what they are attaining, with what they are getting, with what they are reaching in terms of their material goals in this world. May Allah not make us of them. May Allah not make us of them. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, And this hadith has been narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr, afwan. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, that is another of the great Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all the illustrious companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abdullah ibn Amr, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كيف بكم How will you be بزمان كيف بكم وبزمان How will you be when there is a time يوشك أن يأتي يغربل الناس فيه غربلة يغربل الناس فيه غربلة You know what's a gharbala? Die man wat in die gebouw werk, op die gebouw werk, will know about the sieve. In order, if you've, your building sand has got stones in it, then you need to sieve that building sand. You need to separate the sand from the stones. This is a gharbala, a sieve. So our beloved Prophet says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there will come a time when literally people will be sieved. The good will be separated from the bad. The righteous will be separated from the wretched. May Allah not make us of the wretched. أَيَأْتِيَ يُغَرْبَلُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ غَرْبَلَةً وَتَبْقَى حُثَالَةٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ فتبقى حثالة. What will remain out of the sieve? In other words, those people that will be in the upper echelons of society, those people who will be considered in inverted commas to be successful, those people that will literally be ruling over the lands. And the Prophet warned of a time. He said, لَتَأْمَرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَإِلَّا لَيَسَلِّتَنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شِرَارُكُمْ فَيَدْءُ خِيَارُكُمْ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ You must enjoin the good and forbid the evil, because if you don't, then Allah will make the worst of you to rule over you. And the best of you will make dua, and the duas will not be answered. Allah. Allah. You know, I just watched a documentary yesterday. It's called Jumhuriyatu Al-Kaptagon. Al-Kaptagon. It's an English word, which is written in Arabic. But the title is called The Republic of Kaptagon. Now you would think, now, where is the Republic of Kaptagon? Kaptagon is a drug. Kaptagon is a drug. That a narcotic, an illegal narcotic. It was used as some form of sedative in the past, but then it got onto the recreation scene and people got addicted to it, and now it is produced as an illegal drug. I don't know if there's still a legal form of it. Allahu alam, I don't know. I'm not a pharmacist. But you would think that if we speak about a narco state, a narco state. Maybe think about Colombia. You know? Colombia. What was his name? That famous drug dealer from Colombia? Pablo Escobar. Shukran. You know, he was busy. He was almost controlling the country. Pablo Escobar. So you think a narco state somewhere like maybe Colombia. Not a place where there are more than 500 Sahaba buried. 500 Sahaba. More than 500 Sahaba. That we know of. Are buried where? Fi Bilad al-Sham. In Syria. And Syria has turned into a narco state. Except for the liberated area in Idlib. Which, mashallah, if you see the good work that those brothers are doing, alhamdulillah, all the opposition movements have now come together and they've established a form of government. And although they are really struggling, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy for them, And we should help wherever we can. They are, alhamdulillah, doing very well. Whereas for the rest of the country, which is occupied by the Nizam, the regime of Bashar al-Assad, it's turned into a narco state. A narco state. Where billions upon billions of dollars of this drug, Keptagon, is being manufactured and being exported to the surrounding countries. So we think of a place like Sham. We think of a place in the time of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina wa Yamanina. Oh Allah, bless the land of Sham and bless the land of Yemen. We see Sham and Yemen today. There must be something that we are missing. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Because out of all the Muslim countries, those that are suffering the most at the moment are the people of Sham and the people of Yemen. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And as for those who are patient and persevering in the obedience of Allah during the time of poverty, ill health and conflict, they are those who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah, and they alone are those who are truly conscious and mindful of Allah. Ah, so now we understand what blessings are. You know, some people think that blessings are only fulus, paisa, khelt. Where we look at Yemen and Sham, the two countries that the Prophet made dua for, and yet they are, half of Syria is totally destroyed. Ala bakriti abiha. Totally destroyed. Between 500 and a million shaheed. Between 500,000 and a million shaheed. 12 million refugees. I mean, it's unthinkable. So we are living that time, Jamaat al-Muslimin. And not just in the Muslim countries, or some of them at least. But we look to the West, ma'adallah, and we see the type of leaders that they have. Luk'a ibn Luk'a. Let's go back to the hadith of Amr, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr. He says, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف بكم بزمان يوشك أن يأتي يغربل الناس فيه غربلة وتبقى حثالة من الناس قد مرجت عهودهم وأماناتهم فاختلفوا وكانوا هكذا. He says صلى الله عليه وسلم that they will, how will you be at the time when people are separated, and those that remain on the top, those that remain on the top, those that remain in power, those that are living it up, who will they be? Huthalatum min al-nas. Huthala. This is Luk'a ibn Luk'a. Huthalatum min al-nas. They will be the worst of the people, the most corrupt of the people. People have got no morals. People who are obscene and vulgar. وَقَدْ مَرِجَتْ عُهُودُهُمْ وَأَمَانَاتُهُمْ فَاخْتَلَفُوا. And then he made like this with his fingers. That their trusts and their promises, they will be, or they will do the opposite thereof. They promise something, they will break their promises. If they take on a trust, they will betray that trust. And this is the three main ayat al-munafiq. These are the three main signs of a hypocrite. Either hadatha kathaba, if he speaks, the Prophet says, ayat al-munafiq, thalath. Three main signs for a hypocrite. Either hadatha kathaba, if they speak, they lie. Ala lich. Muni say, nee, nit a kaat geskiet. Whether it's a cat or a black lie or a white lie, it's a lie. In fact, we were doing a hadith after Salat al-Dhuhr in the week. where the Prophet ﷺ said, "Kafā bil mar'i kadhiban an yuḥaddith bi kulli ma sami'a." It's enough for a person to be a liar, to speak about everything that they hear about. Sentence received, sentence received, sentence received. So if they speak, they lie. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. If they make a promise, they break it. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. And if they take on a trust, they break it. If they take on a trust, they betray it. They betray their trust. And another riwayah, he gives a fourth one. وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ. And if they argue, what do they do? فَجَرَ. Ala fluk. Ala fluk for Makkah. Obscenities, vulgarities. They swear at each other. May Allah not make us of them, Jamaatul Muslimin. This is the time of separation. We have to make sure that we are the ones that are not in the description that our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is given of Luqa' ibn Luqa'. He carries on, he says, وَكَانُوا هَكَذَا وَشَبَّكَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِهِ قَالُوا كَيْفَ بِنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِذَا كَانَ ذَلِكَ قَالَ تَأْخُذُونَ بِمَا تَعْرِفُونَ وَتَدَعُونَ مَا تُنْكِرُونَ وَتُقْبِلُونَ عَلَى خَاصَتِكُمْ وَتَذَرُونَ أَمْرَ عَوَامِكُمْ. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr, he said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, if it is like that, kloms kalams, cheating one another, defrauding one another, breaking promises to one another, betraying each other's trusts, if it is such a time, what are we to do, O Messenger of Allah?" So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ta'khudhuna ma ta'rifun, ay min al-halal." Take only that which you know is 100% halal. Don't dabble. Don't dabble. Take only that which is halal. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي لحم نبت من سحت فالنار أولى به. Any flesh that is sustained by haram, the fire will have first preference over it on the day of judgment. So take that which you know to be halal. دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك. What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, "Leave that which you doubt of that which you don't doubt." And how will we know? Alhamdulillah. Taraktukum ala mahajjatil bayda, laylaha kanahariha, la yazighu anha illa halik. I have left you on the clearest path. What path is this? Kitabullah. وَسُنَّتِي. The Holy Quran and the Sunnah. خلاص. تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ. I've left you on the clearest path. لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. It is as clear in the night as it is in the day. It is as clear in the night as it is in the day. لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ. Nobody turns away from this path except that they will be destroyed. Except that they will be destroyed. So we have the answers. تَأْخُذُونَ بِمَا تَعْرِفُونَ وَتَدَعُونَ مَا تُنْكِرُونَ. Take only that which is halal and leave that which you know to be haram. And if you are in doubt, leave it out. If you are in doubt, leave it out. الْحَرَامُ لَا يَدُومُ يَا إِخْوَانِي. وَإِدَّامَ لَا يَنْفَعُ. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haram does not last. And if it lasts, it will never benefit. It will never benefit. وَتُقْبِلُونَ عَلَى خَاصَتِكُمْ. And seek your advice from those who are going to give you good advice. خَاصَتِكُمْ أي يعني أهل التخصص. You know, when you want to get your car fixed, you go to the mechanic. When you are sick, you go to the The doctor. When you want a plan drawn for your house, you go to the architect. When you want a fatwa, you go to the shopkeeper. لا والله. تقبلون على خاصتكم. Go to the people of تخصص. Go to the people of علم. These are the people that you must not just go to, but be in the company of. People of علم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us علم and grant us understanding. Why? Because إنما يخشى الله من عباد العلماء. And only Allah knows who the true alim is. Anybody who claims to be an alim is a jahil. That's Sidna Umar said. But the true ulama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them in the Holy Quran that those who fear Allah most out of his servants are those who have been endowed with knowledge. فَتُقْبِلُونَ عَلَى خَاصَتِكُمْ. So stick with them. Stick with them. Stick with the people of knowledge. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask those who know if you don't know. Don't just follow your whims and your fancies. Are you copanologies? Are you frulatis? Go and ask those who know. وَتَذَرُونَ أَمْرَ عَوَامِكُمْ. And leave the lay people. Now, we need to take it in the context. This is the Messenger of Allah that is speaking, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's not looking down on anybody. But he's saying in terms of people just giving, ah, it's all right, man. Muni warini. Ek say for you, may Sheikh Tsuga say. How often have we heard that? Jamaat al-Muslimin, a little bit more clarity. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu qal. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu qal. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayati ala nasi sanawatun khadda'atun. Allah. يصدق أو يصدق فيها الكاذب ويكذب فيها الصادق ويؤتمن فيها الخائن ويخون فيها الأمين وينطق فيها الرويبضة. قيل وما الرويبضة؟ قال الرجل التافه في أمر العامة. The Prophet said صلى الله عليه وسلم, there will come a time to the people years of treachery. Years of treachery. Diana sit for Diana Kopan and Diana sit for Diana Kopan. Where the liar will be regarded as honest and the honest person will be regarded as a liar. And the traitor will be regarded as faithful and the faithful will be regarded as a traitor. And the Ruwaybida will decide the matters. Ruwaybida. This is Luka ibn Luka. At-Tafi ibn At-Tafi. So they asked, who are the Ruwaybida, O Messenger of Allah? He said, vile and base men who control the affairs of people. Vile and base men who control the affairs of people. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, if we go back to the verse, وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ. And when he goes away, he strives throughout the land to cause corruption, they in destroying crops and animals, and Allah likes not corruption. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. And if it's said to him, fear Allah. Don't betray. Don't lie. Don't steal, don't defraud, don't be immoral, don't be vulgar, don't be obscene. What happens? أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ. They take pride in the sin. And what say Allah? Take any for me for tally. In fact, this comes in the tafsir. It's one of the worst sins in the eyes of Allah, that if a person is told, ittaqila, fear Allah, then they say, عَلَيْكَ بِنَفْسِكَ. What are you about yourself? Said no Umar, when he was told ittaqillah, he used to put his cheek onto the ground. Khashyata lillah. Said no Umar, kan yakhafu Allah khawfan ya'taqidu anna an-nar lam tukhlaq illa lahu wahda. Said no Umar feared Allah so much that he believed that the fire of Jahannam had only been created for him. Said no Umar, one of the 10 people who had been promised Jannah. وإذا قيل له اتق الله أخذته العزة بالإثم فحسبه جهنم. Sufficient for him is hellfire. ولبئس المهاد. And how wretched is it as a resting place. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we are in the last days. There is no doubt about it. And what must we be doing? Starting with ourselves? We must be going back to Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Allah says in the Quran, escape to Allah. Escape to Allah. Escape. The only way we're going to get through these fitan, the only way we're going to get through these trials and tribulations is to escape to Allah. And I start with myself. Let us go back to the Quran. Let us go back to the Sunnah of Khair al-Anam. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. I leave you with one, two, three, four words. Four words. Because one might be thinking, oh, but I'm making my salah, I'm paying my zakah, I'm fasting Ramadan, I've been on Hajj. You know? I'm okay, I'm all right, nothing can happen to me. So the question was posed to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Umm Salama, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, annahliku wa fina salihun. Can we be destroyed whilst there are pious people amongst us? Is that possible? Can we be destroyed whilst there are pious people amongst us? I've heard some Capetonians saying, no, we've got some pious people buried in the Cape Peninsula. We're okay, we're safe. They are living people she's talking about. Is it possible for us to be destroyed whilst there are pious people amongst us? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم إذا كثر الخبث. He said yes. He said yes if there is much wickedness. If there's enough wickedness in the land, then Jamaat al-Muslimin, get ready. Get ready. Because there are waves. Forget about the tsunami of Japan. And I'm not speaking about necessarily a physical tsunami. But whatever waves of trials and tribulations are still coming at us, the only thing that is going to save us, وَاتَّصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And all of you together, hold on to the indestructible rope of Allah, the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and be not divided amongst yourselves. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صل عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن الناس من يعجبك قوله في الحياة الدنيا ويشهد الله على ما في قلبه وهو ألد الخصام وإذا تولى سعى في الأرض ليفسد فيها ويهلك الحرث والنسل والله لا يحب الفساد وإذا قيل له اتق الله أخذته العزة بالإثم فحسبه جهنم ولبئس المهاد صدق الله العظيم في إخوة الأفاضل إننا نعيش في هذه الأيام أيام الرويبضة أيام لقعة ابن لقعة التافه ابن التافه وإذا رأينا وإذا نظرنا إلى ما قاله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هؤلاء وصفهم بالمنافقين إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا اؤتمن خان وفي رواية إذا خاصم فجر فعلينا بماذا يا أخوة الأفاضل؟ علينا بتقوى الله وطاعته علينا بكتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركتكم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك فنسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لكل ما يحب ويرضى وأن يجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضل كلمتين كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين
وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في مسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. قام الله وأدام مدامة السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم، ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون، ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد، ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم، ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد، لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.